First there's rain, and then there's sun. It seems like the weather here can't make up its mind. Well, you won't have to worry about being confused with what's going on in Kirkland. We've got all the information that you need. Here's what's coming up on the show.
You don't have to travel far to get what you need. How a website called Kirkland First can help you find local services and products. The Juanita neighborhood streets are lined with banners. How the art of 65 students brightens a neighborhood. Do you have an unpaid traffic ticket? A one-time debt reduction program is offered. Find out how much time you have till it ends. Are you planning to hold a car wash fundraiser this year? Here are some suggestions. The city of Kirkland is working hard to keep everyone well. Some reminders to avoid getting sick. Census workers are coming to town. Here's what to look out for. Traffic news. An update on annexation. A temporary amendment to city code. Reminder about tree codes. And an award won 7 years in a row.
It's going to be an action-packed show, so you don't want to miss this episode of Currently Kirkland.
Currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With John Barnett at the news desk and Tanya Wu on feature stories. Now, here's John.
Hi, I'm John Barnett, and welcome to Currently Kirkland. There are 3,500 businesses here in Kirkland, and 30% of them are home-based. The city is launching a website that will list all, but they need your help. Businesses are encouraged to register. Soon, everyone will be able to search and find local businesses on one website, a website called Kirkland First.
There's City Search, Yelp, and Urban Spoon, websites that can help you find products and services all over the nation. Now there's Kirkland First, a website that can help you find local products and services right here in your own neighborhood.
You know, if you love someone, you think of them first, right? So same, if you love Kirkland, you think of the Kirkland First.
Kirkland has over 3,500 businesses, local favorites like
Hector's is great for breakfast.
Wild Rover, definitely our favorite Irish place.
My very favorite is Via Lago, a little clothing boutique down here.
Serendipity's right up the street, and I think they have a lot of cute clothes.
Our favorite restaurant, probably George's.
Oh, for coffee? Well, besides this one. I like Cafe Ladro.
The best fast food restaurant in Kirkland, Santorini's Greek Grill.
Great choice for wine. Slip, great burgers.
Last but certainly not least, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream.
Now these businesses have an opportunity to work together using a powerful marketing tool, a Kirkland-specific internet directory called Kirkland First, a chance for new clients to find you.
It's like nobody knows about Sarducci's or Acropolis. Those are my sandwich joints. And nobody would know to find those because they're not listed anywhere because they're small shops. And if they had a website that told them where to go, yes, that would be
very useful.
Very useful.
All businesses have to do is register on kirklandfirst.org. It's quick and easy.
It's free advertisement. And so we did it for our salon, and we showed them some like offerings that we're doing, like 30% off some products and either color or haircut. So we've advertised for it. I think it's great.
With this directory, you can find everything that you need.
People think they need to go out of the area to find good services when in fact they already exist in Kirkland. People just don't know they exist.
Helping the local economy while at the same time reducing your carbon footprint.
You might remember that economic sustainability survey from last summer. Well, organizers say that Kirkland First is the first step in applying the findings from that survey. Up next, they're hoping this website will turn to something more.
It's community. And community is a really important thing, especially when the economy is tough. People need to come together and work together. And for businesses to do that, their chances of success are greatly improved.
Susan Bernash is in the marketing business. Her home-based business, Purple Duck Marketing, has been going strong for 3 years.
Marketing is what you need to do to let people know you're around. Now, if you have a business like myself that doesn't have a storefront, that's even more of a challenge.
Simplicity Decor has been on Park Lane for 3 years. A loves owning his own business here.
If you go to some other search engine, You know, you might not be able to find my store because we are so small store. We don't have a lot of budget to put out there.
He's one of the first to sign up with Kirkland First, banding together with other businesses.
Yeah, it is a search engine. But, you know, hopefully it's a heck of a lot more than that. You know,
Dave DuBois oversees small businesses as the VP of Banner Bank.
You know what? You have a lot of businesses that are here, and they're not doing well. And the reason why they're not doing well is because you're not shopping locally. We want to see business or the businesses around us succeed, but we also want to see more of our neighbors come down into Kirkland and you know, use the retailers, use the businesses that are around.
According to a 2004 Chicago study, for every $100 you spend at a local business, $68 remain in the community. For a chain store, $13 to $43. On the internet, zero. Your dollars go further locally.
Those dollars stay here, and we're able to put those into city services. And all of that, a lively business environment, a quality service environment provided by the city, makes this a quality place to live.
City of Kirkland's Economic Development Manager, Ellen Miller-Wolf, is working with the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce to launch the site.
I think we're all in this together. These are tough times, so more and more I'm realizing how important these connections are. And long term, that's what builds a healthy community.
To register or search for a local business, go to the website at the bottom of your screen. For those of you who have outstanding traffic tickets and not yet paid them, here's your chance to pay them off and save some money. For the month of May, the City of Kirkland Municipal Court will be granting people a chance to pay their outstanding traffic fines, minus late fees, interest, and some of the collection costs. This one-time debt reduction program will help reduce caseload burden and clear outstanding penalties, but you have only until May 31st. A similar program in 2002 closed more than 10,000 cases in Washington. For more information, call the Alliance One Collection Agency at 1-800-456-8838. The Arbor Day Foundation names Kirkland a Tree City USA community for the seventh year in a row. This national recognition honors our city's commitment to community forestry. Kirkland has a comprehensive tree regulation plan that included the adoption of the 20-year forest restoration plan done by volunteers called the Green Kirkland Partnership. To see how you can help, please call the number on your screen. If you are a property owner, you have a hand in taking care and preserving your trees to make sure they fit city code. This means submitting a request to the city if you are planning to remove or prune a tree. You'll need to submit an arborist report or photos depending on your situation. It's free to submit a request, but if you prune or remove a tree without approval, you could be subjected to fines. For full regulation details or to download a request form, go to the website below and search Trees and Landscaping or call 425-587-3225. City Council approves a temporary amendment to city codes, helping developers keep proposed projects and projects under construction going through the economic downturn. Building permits or grading permits on file at City Hall may be extended for up to 1 year. The request must be made by the permit holder or applicant, and only building and grading permits applied or issued between September of 2007 to January 2010 are eligible. Single-family residential construction and demolition are not eligible. For more information or to request an extension, call the Kirkland Building Services Division. The number is at the bottom of your screen. Kirkland may be doubling in size. The city is filing to annex the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhood with the Washington Boundary Review Board of King County. This is the first step in the process for the city to initiate an election on annexation. Residents of the proposed annexation areas will be able to vote on this issue in November. The city has been working on this since 2006, and in a 5-2 vote, it will now take its next steps.
Kirkland City and area residents are encouraged to participate in upcoming community informational meetings about Kirkland's proposed annexation of the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhood. The city's Planning and Community Development Department is hosting an informational open house about the proposed zoning regulations for the potential annexation area to be held on June 2nd at Kirkland City Hall from 4 to 7 p.m. For information about the proposed zoning regulations, contact Jeremy McMahon at 425-587-3229 or at the email address on your screen. City Council will hold public hearings on the proposed annexation regulations on June 2nd and July 7th at 7:30 p.m. at Kirkland City Hall. On June 8th at 7 p.m., the Boundary Review Board will hold a public hearing at Lake Washington Technical College, accepting public comment, and will consider the city's annexation proposal. June 10th has been set aside to continue the hearing if necessary. Contact the Boundary Review Board at 206-296-6800 for public hearing information. The city will also host three informational meetings in June to answer questions about the annexation process. On June 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Juanita High School, on June 23rd from 7 to 9 p.m. at Finn Hill Junior High, and on June 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. at Kamiokin Junior High School. Contact the city manager's office at 425-587-3001 or email annexation@ci.kirkland.wa.us for meeting information or to request a meeting in your neighborhood.
For more information, go to the website below. The use of pervious concrete and asphalt is a powerful strategy in the prevention of stormwater runoff. It leads to many environmental and economic improvements. We take a look at the latest innovative tool added to everyone's toolbox.
The latest trend in building is getting back to nature. Here is a chunk of rigger concrete. You run it underwater, you can see the water will just run right over it. Here's a chunk of pervious concrete. As you can see, the water will just filter through, going to show that when it rains, it drains.
That was cool.
Here in the Houghton neighborhood sits one of the first sites to use pervious asphalt.
Pervious asphalt basically is a way to allow stormwater to go back into the ground, which is the natural path for rainwater. The natural path is for it to fall and go through the ground. A traditional road, water sheet flows into a city storm system under permeable asphalt. There's no sheet flowing of water, there's no gutters, no storm drain. It goes straight back down into the ground, which is natural.
The asphalt contains small rocks that allow the water to filter through the voids. By allowing the water to drain into the soil, the site is doing exactly what it was doing before the development occurred.
It's the right thing to do for our streams and lakes. It's providing a way to allow development to occur that's more sustainable. And, you know, it's a benefit to all of our environmental system here.
Rob Jammerman has worked with the city of Kirkland for over 21 years.
When you pave or build roofs and so on with new houses, when it rains, the water runs off those roofs and pavements, and they then run off quickly. They erode streams. They cause problems with water quality because that water is going to the stream or to the lake in a much faster method than it was before.
John Rudolph has lived here for 18 years. He realizes the importance of green building.
In doing this type of pervious product, whether it's pervious asphalt or pervious concrete, it really provides a nice way to strain, drain, filter the water before it gets to our streams, before it gets to our lakes, before it gets back to anything that's going to harm our kids now or in the future.
On the other side of Kirkland sits Hidden Valley Condos, the first completed construction site to use pervious concrete.
I want to encourage people to consider low-impact development techniques for stormwater, and so this is one of the best ways to do that, is the use of the concrete products, the pervious products, and the pervious asphalt that we saw, rain gardens, other techniques where we're trying to keep the surface water that are generated by the new roofs and pavements
on site and infiltrating into the ground as it did before the development occurred.
Working together for the sustainability of Kirkland's lakes and streams.
If people are interested in them, please call us at the City Kirkland Public Works Department, and we'll try to have one of our technical staff come out and meet with them and look at their driveway and see if something could be done.
For an in-depth look at how you can use pervious concrete and asphalt, please go to the website listed here. Car washing can be bad for your community because pollutants such as oil, soap, and heavy metals are discharged into our lakes, rivers, and other bodies of water. If your school or organization is holding a car wash, remember to borrow a free car wash kit from the city. The city can also provide tickets for you to sell to an environmentally friendly commercial car wash. Tickets are sold at $2 to organizations which can turn around and resell them for up to $8. To reserve your car wash kit or to sell car wash tickets, please call 425-587-3858. There have been several human cases of the H1N1 influenza A confirmed in the United States. King County is working very closely with the Center of Disease Control and the World Health Organization and doesn't want people to panic, but to stay informed. They have increased monitoring, and the county has a stockpile of Tamiflu that can treat the virus. The best defense is by taking everyday precautions such as frequent hand washing, covering up coughs and sneezes, and staying away from work or school if not feeling well. If you do have flu symptoms, go to the doctor's office only if you would have gone anyway. For more information, check out the webpage below. Next year is the 2010 census, and everyone must be counted because it affects elected representation and how tax dollars are distributed. Census workers with handheld GPS computers are out verifying addresses in the nation. If you see someone in your neighborhood or if they knock on your door, please help them. Every census worker will be easily identified by the official Census Bureau badge and will never ask for Social Security or bank information. Everything is confidential and protected by law, so the Bureau cannot share information with the FBI, IRS, welfare, immigration, or other government agencies. All addresses must be verified and everyone must be counted. Go to 2010.census.gov for more information. It's the start of road repair season, and we've got some traffic news for you. The I-90 floating bridge has the world's largest expansion joints, and they need to be replaced. In July 5th to 28th, all westbound traffic will use the express lanes as the westbound lanes are closed. Be prepared for congestion and possible delays of up to 40 minutes heading east of Mercer Island. For more information, go to the website below. Kirkland is a biker's paradise.
You know, I think Kirkland's a progressive city with regards to the environment, and alternate modes of transportation are an important part of that picture. I'm happy to see new bike lanes developed. I'm happy to see new bike riders taking up the that mode of transportation.
A plan to turn the BNSF Eastside Railway Corridor into hiking and biking trails has been postponed.
So I'm a little disappointed with the delay, but I know there's a lot of positive energy around the project. I know that the county and the port of Seattle are committed to making this project happen. And I think that when the economy turns around, we'll get right back on track. So until then, we'll just have to be patient. And I think that when it's all done, we'll all be think it's worth the wait.
The Port of Seattle was planning to use municipal bonds to pay for the $107 million purchase. The 42-mile corridor between Snohomish and Renton will be used for both transportation and recreation. The sale was supposed to close this past December, but was delayed because of the credit market. Brightly colored banners welcome summer to the Juanita neighborhood. Sixty-five students from Alexander Graham Bell, Juanita Elementary, and Juanita High School will have their artwork displayed on 10 banners that will decorate the neighborhood.
I think it's so wonderful for the community. I was so proud when I found out that he was one of the winners, and I hadn't seen it until tonight. But he did explain the turtles coming out of the water, And that's exactly what it is.
Wonderful.
The theme? When you think of Juanita, what do you think of? Turtles at Juanita Bay were the most popular choice.
Because they go out in the sun, and I like the sun, but I like it a little because it gets so sweaty.
These banners will be on the main roads that enter and exit the neighborhood, such as Forbes Creek Drive and 98th Avenue.
Did they talk about it at home?
Oh, he talks about it all the time. He talks about his artwork and how fun it is, and it's kind of a creative outlet for him.
They were funded by the city's Neighborhood Matching Grant Program. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the City of Kirkland homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. I'm John Barnett. Thanks for joining us.
Wow, that was a lot of information, John. If you think we missed anything, have a comment or a story idea for us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. It's also on the bottom of your screen.
The annual Bridal Trails Party in the Park. There will be a 5K, 10K run and walk, and a 30K run for those who pre-register. For everyone else, there will be burgers and hot dogs, plus horse demonstrations of mounted drill teams and knights. The kids will get to participate in pony rides, cakewalk, face painting, fishing games, and much more. Join your neighbors at the Bridal Trails State Park Horse Show Grounds. A free shuttle from the Houghton Park and Ride leaves every 10 minutes from 9:30 till 2:30. The Northwest Senior Games Swim Meet takes place on June 20th. The competition is only for athletes 50 and older. Events will include 25, 50, and the 100-yard free backstroke, breaststroke, and more. Everyone wins a t-shirt, gift bag, and other goodies, but advanced registration is required. As the days get warmer, enjoy a fun day at Marina Park on June 14th. Here's a chance for you to try some water activities while helping the Heart of Seattle Foundation. Activities will include sailing and kayaking for all ages. Come and spend a day on the lake. Have you ever watched breakdancers pop, lock, do spins, freezes, and wished you could do that? Teens who want to learn the latest hip-hop dance moves can come and learn from their peers. Develop your own break style on Tuesday and Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Kirkland Teen Union Building. Spring is the season to beautify your home, and Simplicity Decor has a series of spring workshops to help inspire the creative side of your imagination. These free Thursday night workshops will focus on bringing backyard beauty back into your home, creative therapy, staying engaged and inspired in tough times, and feng shui. Classes are taught by professionals in the field, so brighten up your life by changing your home to enhance harmony and comfort.
More information and links to today's topics are available on our webpage. We'd also like to hear your comments on any of these featured stories.